开始。Now, something very fundamental. We have to appreciate the fact that we read the Torah delaying Parshas Kisavoy at this time of the year. When you get a din in the Gemara, Takonas Ezra wasn't after to read the Parshas when we have it, that we begin Brachos and Simchas Torah and we finish with Zayis Abroch and Simchas Torah. There was a minig in Yerushalmi, in Eretz Yisrael, that they used to read the Sidrei HaTorah, and they only made a seal on Chamisha Chumshi Torah once in 3 years. Takonas Ezra is to have seven aliyahs, and it has to be a minimal, but his love, the Takonas Ezra wasn't to read it the way we have. We have our own minig, which is a very strong minig, that we read it, we assign the Torah once every year, and it's a minig kodum oid, it's already in the times of the Amoroi, this minig. And this is our minig, and that's today the standard minig of all of Knesset Israel. But even in the Takonas Israel, when they didn't have that, but there still was a Takona, that the Shabbos before, two Shabbos to be precise, the Shabbos before the last Shabbos of the year, you have to read the Torah Chacham. Of Mishnah Torah, and the Shabbos before, the last Shabbos before Shavuos, we lay in the Torah Chacham b'chukaisa. The Shabbos before Shavuos, it will always be Parshas Bamidbar, always. At least, I mean, sometimes it could be Nosar. There has to be a Hefsek. Tosva says that even in Takonas Ezra, the Takona is to read the Torah Chacham Kisava before Rosh Hashanah, and the Torah Chacham of Mishnah of Vayikra, that's before you said to read before Shavuos. Tosva says, and we're matzvah to make a hefsek of 1 week, to go mitoch a bracha, not to go mitoch the Torah Chacham into Rosh Hashanah, not to go mitoch the Torah Chacham into Shavuos. The Gemara says, what's the reason? Tich leshona v'kilu loisel and tochel shona v'birchah sel. Okay, now, but why is it so important that we read the Torah Chacham beforehand? Yeshiva always explains, it's a very, very basic fundamental yisod. The main avoid of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim tamichuni aleichem. We're avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we go to the din. We go to the din of Rosh Hashanah as avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our koyach of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, ilmu lufanei malchus. If you come to the din as avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, yala zichron chum lufanei letoiv. Our avoid is to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim before. That's the main avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is the same. You have to be mekabel ol Torah. Kevon shekibaltem aleichem ol Torah, arei mal aleichem kilu lechataschem yemeichem. It doesn't say chatos by the korban soir of musaf of Shavuos. The avoid is to be mekabel kabbalas haTorah. It's not a musaf dike zach from Bali Musar. Kabbalas haTorah of Shavuos, it's rooted in Chazal. That's the avoda of kevin shekibaltem aleichem ol Torah. There's a Kabbalas ol Torah that a person has to be mekabel on Shavuos. The concept of Kabbalas oil is very fundamental with the recognition and the realizing Torah isn't a wonderful thing. It's not just a mosik mitvash v'nefes tzufu. It's an absolute. Torah, the attitude towards Kabbalas Torah is, it's an absolute. Kabbalas oil, Malchus Shemayim, is a realizing we're avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that it's a wonderful thing to be avdei Hashem. It's a gewaltig thing to be avdei Hashem. It's a special thing that might also be true. But it has to be on a much more fundamental level. On the level of, you have to appreciate, you have to either do or die. There is no other way of life. That's what Kabbalas oil means. Respond, really being Kabbalas oil means the realization that this is the way it has to be. I remember there was once this discussing before Purim, the concept of Kimu, the Kiblu, Niyahava, more than was by Matan Torah. Now by Matan Torah, there was a Kofalim Har Kigigis. Okay, so why was there a Har Kigigis back in Matan Torah? If there's a higher Madrega of Hodar Kiblu, Niyahava, what's the initial Kabbalah of Har Kigigis? There is no concept of a Kabbalah without realization that there is a Har Kigigis. Because we don't, otherwise we won't appreciate what the purpose of life is really, really all about. It just can't be the Midah of Ahava. There also has to be a balance with the Midah of Yira. What's the concept of Yira? There is no other way. If we, in Atimakamu Satoru Mutov, and it's going to be Mutov, why will it be Mutov? It's going to be Givaldic. But in love, Shomtei Kvurascha. And that's part of the whole. It wouldn't have been a real Nasiv Nishma otherwise, because that's not a Nasiv Nishma. A Nasiv Nishma has to go with all of the Cheshk and the Rus and the trust in the Kabbalah. There has to be a realization on the severity of it. This is the way it has to be. The Toicha teaches us it's if Chas V'Shalom we're not Mekabel, it's terrible. And it's terrible, Holocaust plus. Hashem Yirachim, you should never know what Chas V'Shalom, how bad it is. But the Torah spells it all out, and it all happened down to the finest detail, Hashem Yirachim, when we didn't internalize this lesson. And that's the way we go to Rosh Hashanah, and that's the way a Jew goes to life. Every single morning and evening, we have to be mekabel all Torah again, all Malchus Shemayim and all Mitzvahs. And together with that, we have to go through the Schar V'Oinish. If Chas V'Shalom, Yishomu Lochem, because then Chas V'Shalom is the Hemsh. It's tremendous Haftochas. It will all be givaldic and wonderful. They always go, but we have to know both. It's crucial. Now there's a very, very, you can go hours on this, but there's a very, I'll mention B'Kitzur Mamish. There's a Rambam here. Very fundamental Rambam. Rambam points out, and I would encourage everyone to appreciate this Rambam and see it even inside. But Beikach or Beikach, when you go through the parasha, look out for the concepts that I'll be telling you from the Rambam. Rambam points out, he points this out over here, he refers to back what he says back in Vayikra. Ramban points out that there's a fundamental difference between, if we look in the details of the Toichecha over here, the Toichecha over here is very different than the Toichecha of Parshas Bechukotah. Says the Ramban, "Va'pirashti b'seder in Bechukotah, soid habris, the secret of this bris of Parshas Kisavei, v'kihu azman galusim kahayoy." The Toichecha of Parshas Kisavai is referring to the Golus of today. Biyad Chaya HaRevitz. The fourth Chaya. What's he referring to? The dream of Nebuchadnezzar about the four Goluyos. Back that HaKadosh Baruch already told Avraham Avinu at Bris Ben Absorim that will be four Goluyos. And the last Golus is Golus Edoim, which we are under this Chaya Revius, Kayoy. V'achar kin yachtiach b'geulah mimenu. Rambam points out, the Toichecha of Parshas Vayikra, which is Parshas B'chukai, same Sefer Vayikra, says the Ramban, V'da, v'hovein, you should know, and darher, and understand deeply. Da v'hovein, ki ha'olei so'ele, these curses, in B'chukai say, yirmezu l'golus rishayim, they hint to everything that happened in the first Golus. The Golus Rishon, how you call Divrei HaBris HaZois, HaGolus VaGulo Mimen, down to the finest detail. She came Tira B'Chakot, B'Chakot. She came, his gear, he brings, in Vayikra, the Pasuk discusses, in B'Chukot Se Timosu, V'Mes Mishpot HaTigal Nafshechem, and what will Yichas B'Shom do? L'Hafrechem is Brisi. Yizkir bohem bomois, chamonim, vigilulim. The reference to the whole time referring to Avodah Zarah, idols, altars for Avodah Zarah. Ki hayu ovdei avodas kechavim. Because in the first Golus, v'oisim kol harois, they did all the horrific aveiros. Gil harayis shvichus domin. V'hu she'omar v'ashimoisis migdashechem. V'lo yoreach reach nichoicheichem. Yatre bohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warn us, l'salik mem migdashoi, v'kibul korbonois. She'hoi l'rotzenoi v'amigdashahu, that in the first migdash, was all l'rotzen. There was a special gilu yavahava by Mikdash Rishon, that the way the korbanos were consumed. Chazal tells us the Gemara in Yuma that Mikdash Rishon, the fire consumed all the korbanos very, very quickly. There was a dmus Aryeh, and that the fire was a dmus of a behemoth which was chaviv, that showed that it was a chavivus, and the way the fire burnt was a whole different way the fire burnt in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And what are the punishments which are discussed in Bayis Rishon? Chereb, Chaya Ro'o, Dever, Ve'ro'o, V'golus Basoif, finishing off with Golus. Kikol Zaho Yoshom, Kashabo V'Perish B'Sefer Yirmiyo, as it described what happened in Yirmiyo, that's exactly what happened down to the finest detail. V'Omar V'Golus, how long will that Golus be? The Golus is going to be, Oz Tir Tzor Tzishab Seiseo, Kol Yimei Hashama Tishbois, it will be one every year will be connected the Shemitah that they didn't keep. That's exactly 70 years. So Yishnois HaGolus Kashonim Asher Bitlo HaShemitahs. V'chein Amar Kosev B'Golus Ahu. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, L'malo Yisdvar Hashem B'fi Yirmiyo. Yirmiyah told them, Ad Rotzes Soho Eretz Shab Siseho Kol Yimei HaShamo L'malo Yisshiv Unshamo Kein Hisro Bohem. That was the Hasro that they were born. V'chein Higia Aleim. That's exactly what happened. And as we know, HaChashverosh calculated from the first time Nebuchadnezzar came, he began celebrating his hilarious, stupid mishte, because he cheshbon that the 70 years were up and the Jews were a nigga. They all know the 70 years. That's what Yirmiyahu told him in advance, and that's exactly what happened. And where does it say that? It says it in the Chukosai. Not over here. And he goes fighting. What's the Geula which is mentioned in the Chukosai? Nothing too dramatic. Nothing too dramatic like when you have an Arbarsh. Why? Because the Takim weren't. They didn't get the real full Geula back then. What's mentioned? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember the Bris Avos. She is the Bris Avos. It was Chiras Oretz. Lo Yishayimchal Avonam. Not that he's going to forgive their sin. The Yislach HaTosom totally. The Yosef Ahavosom Kikedem, and will be Achris Kireishis, and he'll return his love in, like it was initially, Ki Meitzeis Chomeret Mitzrayim. No. Hashem never promised that in the Chukosai. Kikem, rather what? And more than that, V'lo Shiyasim Nitchem, Kadosh Baruch Hu never told him that he'll be Mekabitz Nitche Yisrael. And it didn't happen by Bayis Rishon. The Nitche Yisrael remained nidochim. The Aseres Shvatim, most of them never came back. And even Klal Yisrael did come back. Most of them remained in Bavel back then. Shelo Shavu Rak Yehuda Ubinyamin Valivi Nimon Ma'at. Some of them came back. Umiktsas Shvatim Asher Golu LeBavel V'Shavu B'Dalus. And they came back penniless. Ba'avdus Malchi Poras, and they were servants of Malchi Poras. V'gamloi Omash Yoshuvu B'tshuva Shleima. There was never a description in the Chukosah that they'll do full tshuva. Rak sheyisvadu avoinom, they'll recognize their sin. V'avoin avoisom. And we found it's exactly what happened. B'bayis Sheni, Daniel, Ezra, they stood and they said, we're going to say it in Slichas, they said, Vidu, we had that all happen. But there was never a tshuva shleim of the nation. We never found such a thing. And he goes on and on. He says, I will have bris, Mishneh Torah. So first he goes through the Toichecho. And that, as you go through the parasha, you should take a look. The Toichecho of over here, Parashas Kisovi describes, first of all, it doesn't describe Avodah Zarah. What is described? You don't keep properly the Torah and the mitzvahs. V'ayim lo yishtishma mekol Hashem lekecho lishmar lazes kol mitzvayis v'chukoysa. that because you didn't keep it all properly, mipnei sheyad muktzas mitzvoiso, wow, you'll get the punishment of parshas kisof. Shekachoyim vayishen. Kimo shomu shebayis rishon mipnei chamachora. I mean, this is kuchavim gilarayis shvichus domi. Vayishen ishanu b'ki b'em shoyu. Shoyu oiskin b'toyro. Ubegnus chasod mipnei machora. Mipnei schinas chinam shoyis b'neihem. And as the Netziv elaborates, it was a havas momoy. And it was things, and that caused the sinas chinam. People were very materialistic, and they got into fights in oifanim of sinas chinam in ways which they weren't keeping properly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demands from us, the way we should be as full-fledged Erlich Jews. There's no mention over here the Mikdosh Reach Michoyach because Vayisheni didn't have proper Mikdosh. What does that mean? They didn't have the Oroin. They didn't have proper Ashrash Chine. There wasn't proper Kabbalah's Korbonis either. The Gemara tells us was, in Yuma, by Vayisheni, it was very clear that there was no Reach Michoyach, like there was in Bayis Rishon. Even though there were Nisim that happened in Mikdosh all the time, but was no compared, there was no Urim V'Tumim. The Lashon the Gemara Yuma is. It was lacking Reach Michoyach. In fact, the Pesuk never mentions it by Vayishen, by the Geula at all of Vayishen. And then also in the Klolos, we go through the Teuchicha in Parshas Kisovai. Yisa Hashem Locha Goy Mirochol Miktzei Haaretz. The Pesuk describes there's going to be a nation from a far off land from Rome. He's going to speak a language that, which you don't know. Kasher yideh hanosher. Like the eagle. The Pesukim describes like the eagle. Shebo aleyem. Imroi mi harochoyki mehem ma'olid. That their symbol happens to be an eagle. V'omar shom el goya shelo yodata. We never knew the Romans. Goya shelo tishma l'shoynoi. Mipnei roi b'richuka me'artzeinu. Loikein b'divrei habris of parshas b'chukoisai. Ashur Bovel. They never were bad neighbors all the specifically. How you crying, Loret? V'nulcham b'mem tomi. And Yisrael knew their language. V'yichas Yisrael misham, v'yodim l'shoinam. If you go into the descriptions, it goes on and on. And Pesukim never describe in parshas b'chukoisai that he fits Hashem ba'anim. The Jewish diaspora never described. When was the real diaspora going scattered to Arab conferences? That happened by Yisheni. Jews being taken by the Romans, sold to slaves throughout, off to England. How many stuff in England did they have from slaves, from Jewish slaves that they found from taken from Yisheni? All the slaves who built the Hadrian's Wall up north over there by Scotland never were all Jews. And that's a description of the disperse. And he goes into the details. And all of the Toich Chavir describes, you'll be under a nation that's going to be stealing, taking your kids away, you're going to plant and they're going to tax you. Bayis Sheni was a process. It was a horrific process, even which began basically, what was it, 80, 90 years before Churban HaBayis, the Tzoras began from the Romans. It built up, got worse and got worse. And then even after the Churban, we were under the Romans. And that's the description in this week's parasha. You go through the Toichicha, you have the descriptions of being under this nation, and they'll steal your wives, they'll steal your children, they'll steal your field. It's not a one-shot Holocaust tragedy like Babayis Rishon. Destruction, 70 years, go listen, you'll come back. You go through the Pesukim, it's mind-boggling how the history was described in advance down to its horrific finest detail. There was a yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael under the Romans for a proper yeshiva until the Besdin of Hillel Achroi goes deep into the times of the Amoraim already. There was a few hundred years of Golus under the Romans that we suffered in Eretz Yisrael, which are sometimes were better, sometimes was worse, as already we have in Chazal described when on the pasuk when Yankiv sent Esav the Matonis Reverevach Tosimu Ben Eder LeEder, when I'll get my tzoris from Esav, the Medrash brings the Yankiv Davet Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we should have breaks in the pocket after the most horrific tkufa of Dor Hashmad. Churban HaBayis was in year 68, 69. Then we had a bit of a break after Titus died. Wasn't too much of a break, but there was Rav Gamliel in Yavne. Then came, using the civil dates, the Churban Beitar, basically, which began 125. Starting, there was a tkuf of 10, 15 bad years. It was known as the tkuf of Sashmad. Asura Rav Akiva was killed. Asura Ruki Malchus were killed. Came year around 180. Boom. Jews and Eretz Yisrael had it, Baruch Hashem, so much easier. But things, life maybe a bit later than 180 was, until the tkufa of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he was a baby, there was a tkufa of Hashmad. There was no option of a bismillah. But Rabbeinu HaKodesh, during his lifetime, everything changed. Ad ki deikach, that Antoninus, the melech of Rome, made himself like an eved in front of Yehuda Nossi. This suddenly was a break of tkufa. And later it became worse. That's the description of this week's parasha. Yeah, im tishmu be good, loy tishmu. In the matzav of oppression, the goluseinu, in our golus itself, we have waves as it comes. That's the baishem, which is the toichach of this week's parasha. That's the golus which we're in today, and the ultimate geula, is described over here. After this bris. Bayesheni, as the Rambam describes, is the bris that ultimately the haftocha will be, that can be the end of this week's parasha. There's the bris over here. And then, in next week's parasha, Nitzov and Vayelech, we have the haftocha of the end of this bris. There's this bris that was given now, and what can be the future? Of this toichacha, habrocha ba'akloshe usatik v'necha, v'ashivoy yisrael levavecha. In next week's parasha's Nitzavim, a full-fledged, full tshuva shleima. Klal Yisrael will be a matzil, v'shafto ad Hashem lekecha, v'shomato b'koyloi, b'chol levav chalchol nafshicha, v'shav Hashem lekecha shvuzcha, ogurul shleima, v'shav kibitzcha mikol ha'amim, asher vitcha Hashem lekecha shomo. Mikol ha'amim, asher vitcha Hashem lekecha shomo. No Jew will be left behind. Where that's described? That's described over here. In the Gula Achroino. There won't be Jews left off in Bovel, in Timbuktu, in Hawaii, in... But Zayna Gula Shleimo. There'll be a Jewish Shleimo. V'yach Hashem L'Eretz Asher Yav Secho. V'hi Tivcha V'hir B'cha M'yav Yisecho. This is the Gula Hasido. Hashem will help us do tshuva, we'll reach higher madrigas than ever before. That's this week's parasha, the parasha of Toichacho, the parasha of Kisovi, and the bris of parasha of Kisovi. But we still have to appreciate. And I won't get going to it today, but that's going to be the next shiur we'll have on this. We have to understand what was lacking in the tshuva of Bayis Rishon. What was the point that was lacking in the tshuva of Bayis Rishon, which, for that reason, we were not promised a geula shleima, and we didn't have a geula then, and ultimately. Will be zoiche change and we'll make a tikkun of that which we didn't do in Bais Rishon. And that's the bris, as the Rabban calls it, the bris of the Golus HaAchroi, which is us. We have to understand this sugya and understand what the bris of this week's parasha properly is, and what's going to be the tikkun and the Shuvah Shleima, that ultimately in that schos we can be zoicha to the Gula. Thank you.